Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Federal health officials make recommendations for boosters. We have the story.
A teenage girl dies following a shooting in East Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Two men wounded in shooting in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. With some high clouds spreading in from the west, we can expect a breezy and warm day across south central Kansas, but even hotter weather by the end of the weekend. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Wichita police say a 16-year-old girl is dead and three teenagers are in custody after shots were fired while two vehicles chased each other near the campus of Wichita State University.
It happened around 1:15 Thursday afternoon when officers were called to the area of 15th and Belmont after receiving a report about shots fired. A vehicle carrying a group of teenagers arrived at Wesley Medical Center with the girl in the car. She later died at the hospital. The other vehicle, which had been stolen, was recovered after the suspects fled on foot. They were captured near 17th and Hillside. Police Captain Jeff Weibel says witnesses reported the two vehicles chasing one another through a neighborhood.
I'm thankful that the community members that called in and we had contact with, because, you know, to curb some of this violence, it's going to take the community as a whole, and it's going to take loved ones and parents of the teenagers involved to work through this tragedy as well as help prevent some of this violence.
A preliminary investigation indicates the groups in the two cars knew each other. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police now identified the deceased as 16-year-old Azuri Jones. Two 17-year-old males and a 16-year-old male face first-degree murder and other charges.
The CDC is joining the FDA, approving COVID vaccine booster shots for some at-risk people.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention late Thursday endorsed Pfizer COVID vaccine booster shots for people 65 and older, people with health troubles, and for those otherwise healthy frontline workers whose jobs may put them at risk for infection. A panel advising the CDC had originally voted no on giving boosters to frontline workers, but CDC Director Rochelle Walensky reversed that. She said that move put the CDC decision in line with the booster shot authorization decision made by the Food and Drug Administration earlier this week. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Two men were injured and a young child was grazed by a bullet in a shooting in South Wichita Thursday evening in the 900 block of South Mission. Police found two men, one in his 30s, the other in his 60s, with gunshot wounds, and they were hospitalized in serious condition. A police spokesman said a child under the age of 10 was treated by EMS after being grazed by a bullet. The suspect, identified as a man in his early 20s, was found nearby and taken into custody. That suspect was found with two guns in his possession, with calibers that matched bullet casings found at the shooting scene.
Gunfire erupting at a supermarket outside of Memphis, Tennessee yesterday. Sources say that there's some more details about the shooter.
Fox TV affiliate WHBQ in Memphis says multiple law enforcement sources say the shooter was a disgruntled employee working for a vendor that was supplying the Kroger supermarket. 12 people injured, 2 people dead. One of those was the shooter. One employee, Jean Kurzowski, managed to get out unhurt as SWAT teams cleared each aisle.
That's the most horrifying experience I've ever had.
Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane said of the investigation,
"We're going to carry this thing as far as we can to see and make sure that there's no one else involved."
Management at the supermarket said counseling's available for anyone impacted. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Even though some people who've been vaccinated are still coming down with COVID-19, health officials continue to push vaccinations as the way to end the pandemic. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KNSS News.
Here we are in 2021, and who knew? Last year, I didn't think that we would be dealing with this during the holidays. Well, the holidays are coming up. But here we are, approaching the end of September, and it is as much of a problem as it's ever been with us having 300-plus new cases a day.
Adrian Byrne, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:06.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating after someone found a woman's body on the side of a road northeast of Wichita. The person found the body Thursday morning at 9200 East 69th Street North, near the intersection of Webb Road and 69th Street. Sheriff's Office and fire personnel responded. Shortly after they arrived, fire personnel pronounced the woman deceased. A Sheriff's Office spokesperson says they have identified the person as a 26-year-old woman, and they are notifying relatives.
Texas health clinics are asking the Supreme Court to fast-track a review of the state's abortion law.
A coalition of abortion providers tells the Supreme Court great harm is being caused by a Texas law banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. A lower court is considering challenges, but the request of the Supreme Court asked justices to take action before a ruling from an appeals court later this year. A divided 5-4 Supreme Court allowed the Texas law to go into effect earlier this month as challenges worked through lower courts. The law allows private citizens to sue providers and others who assist in obtaining an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An infamous Subway sandwich shop robber is finally caught.
Sandwich maker Araceli Sotelo was able to fend off the gunman, even taking his firearm. Many on social media expressed outrage after Sotelo was suspended from her job after the effort. The Subway store owner did not comment further. This week, Sotelo did get some justice. Rockford police say they arrested 30-year-old Andre Dees in connection with her attack and attempted armed robbery. Tom Graham, Fox News.
7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And once again today, we've got some road construction going to be starting up at 8:30 a.m. southbound on I-235, and it's right around Zoo Boulevard. Going to be closing a lane there that will be closed from 8:30 to 3 this afternoon. Same closure tomorrow as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday to you. How you doing?
It's a Friday, and looks like this weekend's shaping up to be one where if you want to get outside, get outside. Should be nice, huh?
Yeah, it really will be. And it's going to be, there's going to be two sides to our weekend. You know, tomorrow, not all that bad. 80s sunshine, and then just more sunshine on Sunday, except temperatures are going to be a little bit more on the toasty side. So anybody that's going to be spending time outside towards the end of the weekend, just keep that in mind. It's going to be summer-like rather than feeling like fall. Now, we've still got some nice days, a couple of days ahead of us before we get to that point. We're just looking at partly to, even at times, mostly cloudy skies today. Expecting things to stay dry, though. Should we see a sprinkle, it's less than a 10% chance. Most of us should stay dry out there. 86 degrees by the time we get into the afternoon. Winds could be a little bit gusty at times at 10 to 25. Switching out of the northeast once we see a cold front roll through. Not really impacting our temperature all that much, though. We'll dip down to 54 tonight with skies clearing out. Northeasterly winds also calming down to around 5 to 15 miles an hour. A little bit cool to start our Saturday for any early risers out there, and then getting right back up to a high of 86 degrees. Above average, but still not too toasty out there with lots of sunshine. By Sunday, high of 91. So there's summer still showing some life despite officially being in the fall now. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the weekend. Winds a bit gusty out there as well to wrap up the weekend, too. And then back up to 91 on Monday. Between Sunday and Monday, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe a few spots out there trying to make a run to break a record or two. Partly cloudy skies Monday. Increasing clouds as we go through the middle of the upcoming work week. Highs cooling off a little bit into the 80s. High of 87 between Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll also see an increasing chance of rain. That moisture and approaching cold front also cooling us back down closer to average in the lower 80s towards the latter part of next week. All right, right now we're at 53 degrees with a partly cloudy sky. South winds 8 miles an hour. Visibility at 10 miles.
Now we have a storm out in the Atlantic, as I understand it. It could be a big hurricane coming to the west, coming to our toward Florida.
Expected to reach major hurricane status, Tropical Storm Sam. You know, right now we're not necessarily looking at a U.S. impact. You know, can't call that just yet. But Steve, it definitely is one to watch, and you guys are being wise by keeping an eye on that as well.
I can't remember when the hurricane season is, but is it till the end of October?
Or no, end of November.
November, yeah. That's the hurricane season. Wow.
Yeah, so, right now we're at the peak. Usually between late August and late September, this is when we really see the Atlantic basin pretty active, especially the Gulf. So, yeah, we still got quite some time before things are going to calm down out at sea.
All right. Thanks, Ronnell. Appreciate it. That's, of course, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS 715 here. On this Friday morning, today is September 24th, a great day yesterday, great autumn day in South Central Kansas, high temperature 86 degrees, normal high 81, how about that? And in weather history on this date in 1972, lightning struck and killed a man in Walport, Oregon. He was carrying 35 sticks of dynamite at the time. I won't mention anything further, but you can imagine that was quite a deal. Ted Woodward, on this date, three things in media, and you may talk about this in the blur coming up. I don't know, but there's three things that happened, three shows that premiered on this date. 1964, The Bullwinkle Show premiered on NBC.
One of my all-time favorites. Oh,
to me, the best. The best cartoon show there ever
was. Clever stuff.
Really good stuff. In 1968, 60 Minutes made its debut on CBS with reporters Harry Reasoner and Mike Wallace.
Still on the air.
Yep, there's one still going.
Still on the air all these years later.
In 1977, one of your favorites, I wasn't a big fan, The Love Boat premiered on ABC.
Yep.
Every year,
every week
three different little
three different storylines and
a lot of current stars.
You had some of the hot stars of the day and some of the old Hollywood stars would always show up. So it was kind of an interesting mix of actors and actresses.
A little central cast of the crew there on the Love Boat and then people coming in and out and having all kinds of doing.
Nothing too deep, but it was always cool to tune in and see who was going to show up on the boat that week.
Bullwinkle, the best part of the show, the Bullwinkle Show. What do you think? I know this is pretty highbrow stuff, folks, but. This is what we talk about. Bullwinkle Show, what was the best part? Fractured Fairy Tales was very good.
Narrated by Edward Everett Horton, favorite.
What was the history? It was that Peabody and Sherman.
Peabody and Sherman.
Oh, I love that one. That was good. Peabody and Sherman. And, of course, just the character Bullwinkle, a moose with nothing up his sleeve. You know, it's a great character.
Just fantastic stuff.
And the kids today don't have that. Well, I guess they can. Can't they? They can find it somewhere, I'm sure. But it was a cartoon.
Kids aren't watching Bullwinkle now.
No, it makes SpongeBob just look awful.
I agree.
By the level of sophistication in the Bullwinkle Show. We can go into that for another couple of hours, but we won't. It's coming up at 6:18. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And
it's 7:17.
7:17. What did I say, 6?
Yeah.
I get to start to get me going.
Don't
on cartoons.
Don't take me back another hour.
There you go. You can't go back.
No.
All right. Here's sports.
Push forward.
Ed Woodward Sports.
Yep, we're looking forward to Chiefs football on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs are back home at Arrowhead Stadium hosting their division rival, division opener. The Los Angeles Chargers, Chiefs are favored by a touchdown. Two of the next three games are at home for the Chiefs, but got to get things figured out. These are two of the bottom three teams in the league in rushing yards allowed. So you can imagine that both teams will try to exploit that a little bit and get the running game going. See if they can do that, but a lot of positives, too. Both are in the top five in the league in passing yards. Both are in the top five in the league in third downs. Both in the top 10 in the league in yards on offense. So we'll see how this Chiefs-Chargers matchup goes. The Chiefs have won 31 of their last 35 games inside the division. So
pretty tough in the division.
Yep. Yeah. They are really good against their division opponents. And that's their focus, is winning that division and getting into the playoffs. All right. Chiefs-Chargers, and it's a noon kickoff on Sunday, so you don't have to wait around. First noon kickoff of the season for the Chiefs. Pre-game coverage will begin at 11 o'clock Sunday morning with Mitch Holtis and the play-by-play group from the Chiefs on your radio home of Kansas City Chiefs right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on Sunday. And, of course, Mitch Holtis will be joining us live, as he does every Friday morning, 1 hour from now at 8:15 this morning. For our big Chiefs-Chargers preview with Mitch. Make sure you are here for that at 8:15. College football tomorrow. Kansas and K-State are both on the road. Kansas is at Duke. Jayhawks play their non-conference finale. They have lost their last 10 straight road games. KU is a 16-point underdog. Duke is 2-1. Jayhawks are 1-2. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 3 o'clock on the East Coast. Listen to KU at Duke live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Big game tomorrow evening in Stillwater. Matchup of ranked teams. 25th ranked Kansas State visiting 22nd ranked Oklahoma State. K-State is an underdog by a touchdown going down to Stillwater for the conference opener. Both teams are 3-0, the Pokes and the Cats. That'll be one to watch tomorrow evening. High school football, we are into week 4 of high school football already in the state of Kansas. Matchups to watch tonight include Bishop Carroll going out west on the road visiting undefeated Dodge City. We've got McPherson at 3-0 hosting 2-1 Winfield. Cheney is off to a 3-0 start. Cheney is on the road at 2-1 Hugoton. Sedgwick is 3-0. Sedgwick hosting 2-1 Stanton County this evening. Week 4 of high school football. In the KCAC, big ranked matchup has 22nd ranked Southwestern visiting 15th ranked Avila at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Both teams are off to a 3-0 start on the season. Minor League Baseball downtown at Riverfront Stadium tonight. It's the first ever postseason game at Riverfront Stadium, a newly built stadium for the Wichita Wind Surge. It is the AA Central Championship Series. It's a best-of-five series. Currently, Wichita, though, after losing two games on the road, is down 2-0. The rest of the series will be in Wichita, and, of course, Surge hoping to win 3 in a row and get a championship. Any other scenario, though, and they'll finish runner-up. Best-of-five series. So Game 3, we know, is at 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Post-game fireworks display. If Wichita wins tonight, there will be a Game 4 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Wichita wins both of those. There will be a deciding finale, Game 5, on Sunday at 5 o'clock for the championship. So we'll see if Wichita can put together a 3-game winning streak there. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals will be in Detroit this weekend taking on the Tigers. You can listen to that, listen to some Royals games tomorrow. After the KU game, we'll have Royals baseball in Detroit. And then Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, you can hear the Royals and the Tigers over on KFH. And we've got a pretty good volleyball match here in Wichita tonight. If you want to see some elite volleyball, Newman is hosting the 4th-ranked team in the nation. Nebraska Kearney comes into Wichita tonight for a matchup with Newman in volleyball at 6 o'clock this evening.
Ooh, wow.
You want to check that out. At sports with Steve and Ted.
I got to say happy birthday to somebody. You got any birthdays, by the way? Nope. Okay, I've got one. Greg Gans having a birthday. Now, Greg is he's in IT. He's a geek over there at Sedgwick County now. But in the day, when he was a younger man, he earned his living as a DJ.
Uh-huh. On
the radio station where I work, KXLK, and always had good experiences with Greg. He never gave me any trouble. He just kind of smiled and let me go my way, and I said, all right, that's cool. But he's a good guy. He's a lot of fun, and I'm sure he's having a good time over in Sedgwick County with the computers over there.
Very good.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Greg. It's 7:22 now, Steve and Ted. House call for health on the way. Are you drinking enough water? Are you drinking too much water?
You and I are both trying to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, I get a little coffee going, too. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.